1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
Good morning, I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Mesa County's two-week COVID-19 positivity rate has climbed to 5.35%, with another 56 cases logged yesterday, bringing the two-week total to 521. County health officials are continuing their call for people to stay home when they're sick, wear a mask, and practice social distancing. Two more COVID cases in the Garfield County Community Corrections Facility in Rifle. All of the confirmed case clients have been moved out. The facility's been operating at 50% capacity during the pandemic and is now reducing that even further to help diminish the spread of COVID. Denver City officials considering another stay-at-home order amid increasing COVID-19 cases there. The city's two-week positive case count up to 7.3%, placing it in level 2 on the state's COVID dial. The city and county of Denver tweeting yesterday, "We can do better, wear a mask, maintain social distancing, and wash your hands." The presidential election is a week from today. If you still have your ballot, make sure you drop it at a ballot drop-off or voter service center before Election Day to make sure it gets counted. If you don't know where those are located, check your county clerk's website. An internal Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee poll shows Democrat Diane Mitch Bush virtually tied with Republican Lauren Boebert. It also shows Mitch Bush with a 17-point advantage among unaffiliated voters in the 3rd District. Daily Sentinel says that's significant because unaffiliated voters far outnumber both registered Republicans and Democrats in the district. Mesa County Democrats are holding a Zoom call with U.S. Senate candidate John Hickenlooper this afternoon from 4 to 4:30. Go to the party's website for instructions. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.